views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul, and especially in this new year, 2013, and you're going to be in for a great show. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how you activate your potential and gifts and make 2013 your biggest, brightest year. And today we are so honored. We have our guest, Eric Altman, and you are definitely in for a treat. And that's why I will encourage you to stay on listening, because Eric is going to give distant healing, amazing distant healing during this show. And you can also call in, and I'm already giving you the number. That's 1-800-930-2819. You can also call in for a free healing at 1-800-930-2819. But that's in the later segments. First, I want to talk with Eric and introduce Eric to you, because he's so amazing. Eric Altman. He's the founder of Living Peace International. He's a spiritual teacher of the modern day who believes one of the biggest myths of all times is that spiritual evolution is difficult. Eric teaches a very clear and simple dynamic path to awakening free of dogma and full of play. He supports those he works with in taking responsibility to live from a place of deep aliveness, curiosity, and integrity, where each day is an opportunity to radically enjoy being who you are. Well, we're definitely going to do that today. Eric, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Saskia. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
So early in the morning. I love it.
Yeah. I was just asking you, is it early for you at 6 Pacific?
It's 6 o'clock.
Eric doesn't sleep, so it's late. Well, Eric, I ask all my guests to dive right into the show that we all have a soul's journey, a soul's path, and that is calling us. And I think it's calling us even more than before now in 2013. But at some point in our life, we open that door and we say goodbye to our small self and we say hello to that big potential of our soul. How in your journey did that unfold?
Early on, when I was 16 years old, my father had passed away kind of unfortunately and very sudden out of the blue. So I was already had a propensity kind of towards that and was recognized through like teachers and my family, like, it's being very insightful and kind of a higher intelligence as far as my own emotional intelligence, I would call it. And so when that event took place, it kind of, something happened. It wasn't planned, but it accelerated something in me that I was kind of like holding on to something and making myself a lot smaller than I actually was. And so something, it felt like something exploded in on some level, and then it just woke. So I didn't know even the term at that time, but it just woke me up actually to a broader understanding of myself, the universe, and everyone around me.
Yeah. And how did that unfold?
So what happened was that after that, it was just seeing everything I came upon. It was like I could see like the clarity or the truth or non-truth in what was about me, whether it was in people or situations, et cetera. And so then I saw there was a responsibility in that as far as, allowing whatever was around me just to be as it was and not try to like influence people in a way that was like overbearing or trying to tell people everything I saw, et cetera. So there was a maturity that took place during that time. And so really it was just more by example, just being who I was like fully, it started pulling in people, starting to attract attention, not by so much teaching, but it was definitely just by being.
Yeah, you talk about being 100%, standing for being 100% of who you are. What does that mean to you?
Yes, absolutely. So to me, so my experience today is like just whatever is happening, like whatever I know in the moment or anything inside of me, like I'm there with it completely, 100%. And so if that means speaking up or it means being quiet, it's active. At the same time, there's a stillness inside from where that arises from. And so there's a nurturing of that, like every day, because it's not static. Once you kind of awaken, it just keeps going. You just keep expanding more and more.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. And what does that awakening mean to you?
So it means that I'm not living out of some idea of me, you know, some idea out of my personality that I created and was created around me growing up. And so I can still play in that area, but I recognize the purity of that is just such. It's a personality that we use as a vehicle. And so, I don't take it seriously. And so it means a lot of playfulness for me, actually.
Yeah. Well, I want to dive in a little bit in the topic of the show also. It's about, you know, we were going to talk about living your purpose through heartfelt healing and forgiveness. And to talk about forgiveness a little bit, what would you say about forgiveness? Why is it important for us?
I think it's very important. I think we're working with so many people throughout my life and like one-on-one or in large groups. So that is kind of been the primary thing that I see come up all the time. And so that has a lot to do more with the ego of like how, you know, we're so important, but it's misdirected kind of in that sense, like how we blame ourselves and then take so much on. And so I think the one key to breaking that cycle is forgiving ourselves for whatever we imagine that we've done, you know, wrong or we've harmed someone, et cetera. So it's up to me, like, to forgive myself for whatever situation I was in and learn from that. They're just life lessons that we come upon, and then we either, like, face it head on or we run from it, and that kind of blaming ourselves for doing something wrong, it then just kind of keeps building, you know, a pathway, and that gets stronger, so it's harder to create change in our life moving forward. So it attracts that. It keeps attracting, like always attracts like, of course. And so conversely, like if we see the lesson and recognize it and then self-correct, so we start expanding more and more. And so the first step is forgiving, like, ourselves for that moment. And so it doesn't have anything to do with, it doesn't rely or connect with anyone else, even though someone else might have been part of a situation or situations.
Right. So if we forgive, it eliminates a lot of drama in our lives.
Absolutely. It instantaneously, like, it takes out the drama. And so I think it's a challenge for most people because they're used to that stimulus, that drama in their lives. And so when I, maybe I was, you and I had an argument, et cetera. So if I forgive myself for that, you know, for my role in that, and then for me, it's done completely. And if you have anything else to say, then I just, you know, I trust you as a human being that you'll say it or you won't. And so I can just do that to my internally. And if I do it internally, it can't continue anymore.
Right. Well,
because that is like I've cleared it out of me, so it won't draw that energy back into me anymore, like a magnet.
Yeah. So it sounds pretty simple, Eric.
it isn't, but we make it very challenging because. But if we were just truthful about that and said that what we're looking for is, you know, what we want is attention, and so that's what people want mostly, like for people to feel bad for them, or you know, like I've done this terrible thing, and commiserate with people. Again, that like will attract likes. So taking responsibility for yourself in that area.
Yeah.
It's a big step, and so it takes a lot of courage. But the benefit is like that you get your life back like 100-fold, and it just keeps growing, and then it keeps pulling in and attracting like people.
You know, I love that. And for everybody who's listening, you know, just think about it. You know, where can you forgive? And then, like you say, it takes courage. But then the step is to just do it, right?
That yeah, absolutely. And then you then find out from your experience, yeah, was that challenging? Was it hard? Was it like whatever stories that we have told ourselves before? Then we see how clean it is, how clear it is, and how simple it is. And then that becomes a habit. So there's nothing to be fearful of then after that, like, of course, we're going to make mistakes, or we might get in situations where we regret. Or
Eric, I have to interrupt because I see it's already break time. But everybody who's listening, we will be right back after the break and tell you more how you can call in for free healing during the show. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have an amazing guest, Eric Altman, and we're talking about living your life purpose through heart-filled healing and forgiveness. That's the topics of today, and I'm already so excited because I just asked Eric if he wants to come back next week because there's so much good stuff we can learn from Eric, and he is saying yes. So next week on Wednesday at 9 Eastern, you can tune in again, receive distant healings, and listen to, you know, the amazing wisdom and knowledge that Eric will share with us. Eric, we talked about the drama of, you know, in our lives that we create, and, you know, also how forgiveness is so freeing. Can you talk a little bit more about that, and also about, you know, what is that primary sign of discord in our lives?
Back to you. Say you and I again. Say we have a relationship, and there's some argument, etc. So oftentimes we're so hesitant because we already feel like typically the typical person feels bad enough about themselves as it is, and so and then for me, then if I'm feeling kind of like out of sorts or I'm kind of less than others, then it would be really challenging for me to come to you after we've had an argument or something that separated us to come back and apologize and kind of own my aspect of it. So the easiest way to step into that is actually just forgive myself for anything that I've, you know, created or challenged in you or kind of created some discourse and discord. So that's the beauty of it. It's just within ourselves. And so as I accept myself and forgive myself for anything, if I've caused any harm to anyone, etc., then it's done right then. We don't have to go into some long drama or anything like that.
But what about, you know, I can almost hear someone thinking, listening, don't I have to own up to how I screwed up?
Yeah, so it's the highest way of owning up to it. It's like to acknowledge in ourselves. It's a way to, like, it's a way of cleansing ourselves from that. And so that way, is saying to ourselves, we've got it, we've learned that lesson, so we don't have to create drama. Drama is just out of not speaking clearly to one another, yeah, or not being ourselves truly. That's what drama is made of.
That's very clarifying. I love that. Yeah, gosh.
The more if you're really clean to me and clear and are yourself, then there's no doubt in my mind. And so then it draws that out in me, and all of a sudden so we have a really nice relationship. There's no drama involved in it.
Yeah.
The drama comes from not being ourselves.
And the drama comes from not being ourselves. But
right. And because, you know, yeah, I feel something if you're not yourself and you feel something, all of a sudden we start making up stories about each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we're not truthful to each other, so we blame each other, and this could go on for years, and all of a sudden it blows up, and it's a mess because we can't retrace the steps and so on. Like, everyone's familiar with that.
I know, everybody's familiar.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, you've mastered it, and that must be so liberating.
Yeah, I think it's just quick. If you said something and kind of like I didn't understand or disagree or I thought it was about me, I would just ask you right now. And so then it's done. I don't have to lose any sleep over it.
And yeah,
it's for everyone. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's just doing it, just stepping into it right away.
It's true. It's like one of the four agreements of Don Miguel, right? No, make no assumptions.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we can find out right now why create a story when I could just ask you right now.
And what if somebody has done something really, really bad, you know, thinking about shootings, or you can say to yourself, I forgive myself? Is that
applied? Absolutely. Yeah, like it's not out of my, I know, the truth is being honest with myself too. Like like the shootings or anything like that, it's not out of my realm either. Like given the right circumstances, I could be the same person.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where we create separation in the world. And so it's imagining, well, shoot, I could never do that. The fact is, I mean, honestly, like, I don't know if that's true or not.
I agree.
You know, given the right situation, if someone had a gun to my child's head or something like that, I could do it in a minute. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree to that. Oh, Eric, I'm so excited about the distant healing. I know there is somebody calling in. So let's first, are you ready to do a distant healing with one person and then later we do it with the whole group?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, I can do it right on spot.
Okay. All right. I think, Brian, we have somebody calling in, right?
That's right. Ghana from New York. Welcome to the show, Ghana.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, Saskia.
Hi, Ghana. Welcome.
Yes.
We have Eric here.
Hello,
and,
Eric.
I'm just going to say, because we have a lot to cover in the show, and we're so happy you call in. You know, it's going to be a short, mini healing, and I know it will be very effective and long-lasting. So, Eric, you know, you have the floor.
Okay. Ghana. Hi, Ghana.
Yes, hello, Eric.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very perfectly. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. So, if you can just say my intention is to receive this healing from Eric, and then we can take off for like 5 or 6 minutes, I guess.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Yes, I'm have a huge intention to receive from you today.
Okay, great. And so then, just relax and then we'll just drop into that and I'll include Saskia in this as well, too.
So, Eric, you are working on your healing now to give listeners an idea like what's going on?
Yeah, and just like just letting the energy kind of move in into you and to her.
So you're working on me at the same time as you're working on her?
Yes.
Nice. Well, to give the listeners an idea to, you know, not have the show completely quiet, how does that? Can you talk while you're transmitting energy?
I haven't, but let's try it. And then just the listeners can actually set their intention and they can just start to feel it right away.
What is happening at the same time as you transmitting these healings?
My heart is hot, and there's like energy around my chest, my head. Kind of throughout my body. My feet feel like they're in the earth. And then the energy is going out like directly to everyone that sets their intention kind of to receive.
So now we could say like include all the listeners, like, you know, set your intention and allow to receive.
Yes. Yeah.
And it works for, you know, do people have to set the issue? Like,
not at all. The fortunate thing about that is the energy itself has its own divine intelligence. And so it starts working and it will go to the very first thing. It works in a hierarchy. So it will go right to a place, maybe someone's headache. Her head is aching, and it might go right to the back of the spine because that's where maybe the origin of the pain is coming from.
So we can even include, I can like include my husband who has a headache, who is not.
Absolutely, that's all you have to do is include him in.
Okay, so everybody, you know, include loved ones and people you want to include in this healing. That's amazing, Eric. I'm very excited, but I do want to, you know, make sure everybody includes everyone. This is so cool.
It's for everyone, yeah.
I'm feeling this tingling energy, I must say, and I'm curious to hear from the listeners what they experience. Eric, people, I know you also do this. I want to, as we're talking, immediately mention this. People can sign up for this on your website, right?
Yes. It's ericaltman.com.
ericaltman.com. And people can sign up for sessions. People can sign up for I think, every Thursday you do a free. What do you do on Thursdays?
It's 7 to 8 for an hour, like a healing on Thursday, Pacific Standard Time.
Hmm. Well, I wish I could just sit here just completely in silence. And I know we have one more minute left, and I don't know if you want to say, the show goes on longer, of course, till 10, but if you want to say anything to people who are now in this receiving mode or wrap this up or...
I would say, like, let yourself know that you deserve this. You deserve this love, and it opens the love in you. It opens the heart in you, which is the most important thing. Yeah, it's just to allow our heart to open, to be kind to ourselves, to be loving to ourselves. So this energy, it goes right for the heart first, and then from my heart. It's just a conduit, so I'm just a conduit. It runs right through and connects. It doesn't matter where anyone's at in the world. And so just being willing to, like, accept that and let the energy come in.
Mm. Well,
and it's sustaining, too. Like, the more you can just, people can just, like, actually, like, call on me at any time. The energy is always running in me. So it's like a telephone call, so to speak, and they can just tap into me.
We don't have to call in. Okay, we're heading for break time, all the listeners. I mean, you're so... I think we're so blessed to have Eric Altman here. His website is www.ericaltman.com, where you can find out more. We're heading to a break. You can just sit in that blissful healing energy. We will be right back after the break.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Cash for your clunkers is back exclusively at Central Auto Group, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Now through January 2nd, $3,000 for your clunker to be used on any new vehicle. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,000 guaranteed. A Ford F-150, $269 per month. A Mazda 3, $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata, $129 per month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta, $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. Now through January 2nd, 860-564-4014. Must financial dealer. Maximum monthly lease payment, $300.
All roads lead to Central, your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Ready for the huge grand opening party of the new Westerly Fitness, Route 3, 231 High Street, next to Serve Pro. Saturday, January 5th, Sports Open Mic will be live at Westerly Fitness from 9 to 11 every hour. 1 year free membership will be given away, and gift bags will be given away every half hour during our live broadcast. Take a tour of Westerly Fitness December 26th through January 5th and get a free water bottle while also being entered to win a 1 year membership from Westerly Fitness. Listen to the morning show for more chances to win. Remember, Westerly Fitness has over 6,000 square feet of state-of-the-art exercise equipment, including hydro massage therapy and free tanning services. Westerly Fitness even has the best spin bikes in the area. Join Westerly Fitness for their grand opening party and Sports Open Mic live broadcast Saturday, January 5th, 231 High Street, next to Serve Pro, Route 3, Westerly. The new Westerly Fitness.
The name's Friday, Joe Friday. I'm a detective. It was quiet at my office until last week. I heard a could knock on my door.
Who is it?
It's Shirley Saturday. I can't find my recipes. I'm having the family over on Sunday, and if I don't get those recipes, I'm not going to have a very good Monday.
You know, ma'am, today is Tuesday. My friend, the Pizza Father, is always available today. Let me give him a call.
Pizza Father's private line?
It's Friday.
No, it's Tuesday.
No, I'm Friday. Shirley Saturday lost her recipes.
All I can tell you is no recipe can compare to the Pizza Ladies. It's been in business for 27 years. The Pizza Lady has all kinds of pizzas, sheet pizzas, calzones, grinders, the best chicken wings, and fish and chips and chowder, and much more. They'll even cater your get-together on Sunday, Saturday. Then you'll have a good Monday, okay, Friday?
Now I'm confused.
Thanks for your help, Friday. See you Wednesday. The Pizza Lady, 50 Liberty Street, Waukesha. They even deliver 860-599-1113. PizzaLadyCT.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance, and we're having a great show with Eric Altman, giving distant healing and having beautiful insights about how to live your purpose, be your greatest self. But before we go into this topic again, I want to mention, everybody who's listening, you know, make 2013 your best year. And if you want to receive a 21-day free program I've designed, it's the Roadmap to Your Soul. It helps you break through your blocks, stay on track with your purpose. It has all kind of exercises, meditations, fun stuff for you to do. And it's absolutely free. You can download that on my site. That's yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. You will also receive every Monday morning a free soul card reading to help you stay on track with your dream. And you can get that all for free at yoursoulguidance.com. Now back to Eric. Eric's website has lots of goodies too. Eric, can you mention your website again?
Yeah, www.ericaltman.com.
Okay, great. Well, guys, we have just received a distant healing from Eric, and I'm very excited because I feel, I don't know, I feel happier. I feel more alive. And I felt when you did it, Eric, this kind of, yeah, warm energy going through me. Gosh, I'm excited we do this again next week for all the listeners. So next week on Wednesday, come back, we'll do another distant healing from Eric, and we do one more. But we have somebody on the line I want to ask Brian to fetch.
Yes, we do. Diane from California. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi, Saskia. Thank you. And Eric, thank you.
Hi, Diane. You're welcome.
I have a specific health problem that I'm dealing with. I don't know if it would help to say what it is or not.
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Well, I've been dealing for a long time with kind of low-grade kind of chronic fatigue and an autoimmune thyroid issue. And in the last year, I've been under a lot of financial stress, and so I also developed something called frozen shoulder where...
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, and then in the last few months, it's actually because of the circulation. My shoulder, I think, is cut off. I've started to get some arthritis in my left hand, and I know that it's reversing. Part of me is scared, and I'm also needing to find a job, and at the same time, I'm on unemployment that's about to run out. So it's just, a lot of it is stress related, and also wanting to really work through my issues around receiving money. I feel like I have a lot of, somehow I'm not good enough.
Is there a gentleman in your life right now?
You know, there's somebody that I've been in a relationship with, but mainly friends and mainly thinking I should just make it really cleaner than it is. And I've kind of been holding on to it a bit, even though we're like 90% of the time mostly just friends.
Right, I would clear that up and then watch your shoulder start to unhook. It'll start to relieve itself.
There's some connection with him.
Absolutely, yeah. it's not a negative thing, but it's keeping you kind of stuck. And so it's manifesting in your shoulder. I can feel it really clear.
So it's more than the money, because what actually came on was when I ran, the unemployment stopped for like 6 weeks unexpectedly is when I first got it.
Right.
But you really see it. You see a connection.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're kind of holding back your power. Probably you're using maybe 30% of your life force right now, and so you're very powerful. And so there's something getting stuck. It's not about blaming this other person. It's just
no,
like there's some kind of karmic thing that's kind of working between you guys. If you can or create clarity with him in the relationship, and that will free you up to like go out and produce. You're very creative in the world, so you want to use that, and so the money issue will kind of just fade away.
So, but my concern is because I'm running out of unemployment so soon that I'll have to go back to some job that I won't have enough time to get new clients, because I've been working on getting clients in my business. But it's, do you have any? So half of me is trying to get clients for my business, and the other half is like, well, I better look for a job because I'm really about to run out of money in like a month here.
What I would do is just go get a job right now. Don't worry about that. And then I think within probably less than 2 months, and then you know, work on the side a little bit as far as creating clients, just putting that energy out there too. It will kind of fall into place, but I think the first step, just to let the dominoes go, is like just addressing or clarifying the relationship with the gentleman that you're with.
Well, Diane, thank you. But thank you so much. Is there one last word, to Eric, you want to say to Diane before we continue?
I was just saying, like 90% of her energy, your life force, is going into that relationship. So the money that there's plenty of energy and life force and you, Diane, to generate income. That's not an issue, but it's like when your attention is somewhere else completely, it's hard to like connect.
Mm. Well, Eric, thank you so much, and thank you so much, Diane, for calling in, and I'm sure Eric, you're right on. Eric,
yeah, Diane, feel free to call or do connect her anyway. Like, I'll help in any way I can.
Yeah, and Diane, you know, just sign up for Eric's website, ericaltman.com, because there's so much there and free healings. And next week, make sure you tune into the show as well, because I know Eric will for sure help. And
so I want to say another thing, Saskia. I'll do this for people. Listeners for your show specifically. I don't do this for anyone else. And so people can write in like that. She can write, she can email us too. And then I'll kind of address people. I want to help as many people as I can that way. So it'll be in relationship to your show.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you, Eric. That's amazing.
So she can write in and that it's info at ericaltman.com.
info@ericaltman.com.
Sure, and then she can
just send you an email.
She who she is, and I can kind of help her that way too.
Great.
That goes for anyone. So on your show, so just
okay. Well, let's continue, because you have. I want to talk a little bit about Daily Om, Eric.
Sure.
About a course you have there about dropping the idea of you. What is that about?
it's really fun. So it's a 21-day course, and then we put it together like about a month and a half ago or so, 2 months maybe. And so it's about the ideas that, you know, we create ourselves from our ideas and you know, from our upbringing, et cetera, and then that's who we are. Our identity is generated from. And so this idea of us is like totally different than who we are. And so it's dropping that idea. And just during the course, it's like kind of a step-by-step how to untangle all that, the mess that's created.
and I mean...
So each day, there's a lesson. And then so I'm probably giving about 3 hours a day of my time to... to send energy to the core. So every day that someone opens, there's a lesson that comes in, and it's very like I made it very concise and very poignant every day. And then so then they get the energy that runs through. That's they get the energy every probably goes around the clock to. The letters that I get back are amazing. Like people are getting the energy every day for 21 days around the clock.
Wow. But I mean, I'm so intrigued with the dropping the idea of you. I mean,
yeah. what,
you know, I have to wrap my mind around that. So, tell
me. Yeah, I'll say more about that. So say maybe I have an idea of myself from and that comes from like, you know, feedback from the world since we're growing, you know, since we're little kids, right? And so the things that we like and the things that seem like fit for us or not, you know, that so then we get this is who we are, but it's based on feedback and projections from the outside of us.
Yeah.
So one way is to start dismantling kind of what is really me, what resonates with me, you know, who do I want to like be in the world? And this is very simple and straightforward. So it's kind of the way of awakening too is it's a matter of subtraction. It's not adding anything to ourselves. We're already perfect inside. We're already God inside, and it can't be any other way. And so it's just taking away the things that are blocking us from that, and being gentle, being kind, and loving to ourselves. Identifying those things that kind of stop us from making the next step in our life. Stop us from being like who we want to be in each moment.
Hmm. What is, do you think, the biggest block we have?
I think the biggest block we have is this idea that we have of ourselves.
Hmm. That we have to be like so and so or a certain way.
And so much of our energy during our day is like upholding that, and most of the time it's not even conscious. It's that we're running an automatic pilot most of the time, and so once we start to dismantle that, that frees up huge amounts of energy, huge amounts of like health, and we have we could go on forever. Then I mean, like I sleep a couple hours a night maybe, and that's the reason why, because there's no I don't have a lot of things encumbering my energy or I. I'm not about things.
All right, we're heading already for break time. I'm cute here. So after the break, we come back, guys. Stay here and hear Eric talk about amazing things about distant healing, heart field opening, and sign up for the free 21-day roadmap to your soul at yoursoulguidance.com. Helps you, Diane, I would certainly sign up. Breakthrough blocks, it gives you all kind of tips. It's a 21-day free program. And for everybody else, you know, just make sure you go there. You can even go in the break time, yoursoulguidance.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, Eric Altman. Eric, your website, can you mention your website again? And I also want to ask you to say, what can people get there? Because there's lots of goodies. And I also want you to explain when people can sign up for the distant energy healing.
Sure. The website is ericaltman.com. And so we have a healing that we do. So it's a month offering. It's $79 for 4 Thursdays. The first Thursday it starts on a Thursday that they sign up, and so then it goes for 4 weeks. The healing's on Thursday night Pacific Standard Time from 7 to 8 o'clock. But then with that, it's like the healing goes all for a month total, and so I'm sending out healing energy like every single day. Like probably I spend like 3 hours, but that expands. It just keeps going. So there's a continual flow of energy for like a month. And so, so the benefits are, they're off the chart. Like people, like they heal in many ways. So the basic part of healing is, definitely like, mentally and emotionally. So if you take care of that, and then so the rest of the body and the things like that, they come along for the ride too.
Eric, and if people think, well, I'm never there on Thursday night because I have whatever a soccer game, it works anyway.
Oh right? yeah, I would say probably 60% of the people they're not involved. I'm just saying that's the time that I do it, like from 7 to 8. And so there's probably not even like a difference at all, someone being picking up their kid or something like that or whatever. Yeah. It's the whole process, because it starts and then it's going on. It starts to help us remove the blocks that are stopping us from moving forward in our life. It's very potent and very powerful.
Well, I can still feel it from the first segment when you did the energy healing.
Yeah, I was talking. The other, when I do that, so I have more time to like go drop into like a deeper state where I really don't know what's going on around me for probably 2 or 3 hours. And so then the energy gets more and more potent, where sometimes it, like people just will just pass out in a good way, because it's taking all the tension out of their body, for one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, for all the listeners, next week on Wednesday, Eric is back and we talk more about distant healing and how that works. And you can receive a free distant healing as well next Wednesday. So, you know, make sure you be there. Eric, to talk a little bit more about, you know, receiving all the energy, opening our heart. What is the most efficient way for us to become free?
The easiest way, I'd say, just the most straightforward way is for you or me, just to be straightforward with each other, to be very clear. First of all, it's important for me to be clear with myself, and then when I'm speaking to you, then so that's going to translate to you, and you're going to pick that up energetically right away, whether you're sensitive to energy or not. But something's going to resonate inside of you. That's that clear part in you as well. So, yeah. So I've just like cleaned myself, so to speak, throughout my life after kind of a first awakening I had, and then so it just keeps going. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that's it, it's now it's just natural. It just keeps growing of its own volition.
Hmm.
But it's for everyone. It's not. I wouldn't even say it's like a gift. It's just our natural. It's our inherent birthright. And so, whether we choose to like take on that or not, it's totally free will.
Right. It is free will, and maybe everybody can choose to do so.
Yeah, we all are God. I mean, it's not possible not to be. So this is like claiming that kind of power that there can't be any separation. There's no. If you point to, if someone asks like, where is God at, and then or some maybe master of the past, yeah, they couldn't. You know, we couldn't point to that or find that spot because it's in all of us. It's all the same. It's all the same dynamic. It's all the same universal like energy. That's all. And we're all made of the same stuff. There's no difference between any of us.
Yeah, it's such a journey. And to quote you, you say when we step courageously into our truth, then organically we are supported 100%.
Yeah, at least it'll feel like 1,000,000% because typically since we're not used to doing that, it'll feel like a big wave. And then it's just that commitment to ourselves that just a little goes a long way. So then pretty soon, like anything, we start going back to ourselves because it's so solid. There's such a feeling of wholeness right in that spot.
Yeah, and yet we long to find that wholeness
and so we end up typically we'll end up like looking like where is that, you know, like is somewhere outside of us, but it's all contained within us, like every second it doesn't like leave ever, you know. It's not moody, it's not it doesn't like get mad at us. It's like it's the most solid thing on the planet, you know, is me or you and just in our own being.
Yeah, and it's the most scary thing if we don't feel that.
Right, it's terrifying then, and then we act out of that terror and that fear, and so it's not even a step away. It's just like it's right here. We're already sitting on it, and there's nothing to learn about it. I just want to be really clear about that part. There's nothing to learn. It's just whatever is in my way right now, or your way, or anyone's way. Just this, that one thing, and just kind of look at that and is it necessary or not? Do I need this in my life or not?
Mm-hmm.
And loving to yourself and watch it. It will start, it starts creating its own momentum, its own force, its own life force.
Mm. Yeah, well, we can listen to you for another hour, but we're going to do that next week. I'm thrilled about that. So I want to thank you so much, Eric, for being part of the show. And I want to thank all the listeners for being here. And I want to say, guys, you know, this is your year, 2013. The work I do, I'm a life purpose coach And I help people break through blocks, you know, move from stuck to unstoppable. And I have a great gift. If you go to my website, there's more gifts. There's free ebooks from fantastic interviews, people I've had on my show. There is the secret soul map to your dreams. There is the Monday morning free soul card reading. And go to yoursoulguidance.com. And we want to thank Eric so much, Eric Altman. His website is ericaltman.com. He's back next week. And I want to wish you all a fantastic week. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.